Women get the vote. At the time of Confederation, the vote was limited to property-owning adult white males. This was common in most democratic countries at the time. The effort by women to achieve the right to vote is known as the women's suffrage movement. Its founder in Canada was Dr. Emily Stowe, the first Canadian woman to practice medicine in Canada. In 1916, Manitoba became the first province to grant voting rights to women. In 1917, thanks to the leadership of women such as Dr. Stowe and other suffragettes, the federal government of Sir Robert Borden gave women the right to vote in federal elections, first to nurses at the battlefront, then to women who were related to men in active wartime service. In 1918, most Canadian female citizens aged 21 and over were granted the right to vote in federal elections. In 1921, Agnes MacPhail, a farmer and teacher, became the first woman MP. Due to the work of Thérèse Casgrain and others, Quebec granted women the vote in 1940. Image of Agnes MacPhail. Image of a nurse with caption, "More than 3,000 nurses, nicknamed Bluebirds, served in the Royal Canadian Army Medical Corps, 2,500 of them overseas." Canadians remember the sacrifices of our veterans and brave fallen in all wars up to the present day in which Canadians took part, each year on November 11th, Remembrance Day. Canadians wear the red poppy and observe a moment of silence at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month to honor the sacrifices of over a million brave men and women who have served and the 110,000 who have given their lives. Canadian medical officer Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae composed the poem in Flanders Fields in 1915. It is often recited on Remembrance Day. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row that mark our place, and in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. Caption: Images of Canadian soldiers observing Remembrance Day. Of a Remembrance Day poppy. Of a Canadian war veteran. And of scouts holding a Remembrance Day wreath. Between the wars. After the First World War, the British Empire evolved into a free association of states known as the British Commonwealth of Nations. Canada remains a leading member of the Commonwealth to this day, together with other successor states of the empire such as India, Australia, New Zealand, and several African and Caribbean countries. The Roaring Twenties were boom times with prosperity for businesses and low unemployment. The stock market crash of 1929, however, led to the Great Depression, or the Dirty Thirties. Unemployment reached 27% in 1933, and many businesses were wiped out. Farmers in Western Canada were hit hardest by low grain prices and a terrible drought. There was growing demand for the government to create a social safety net with minimum wages, a standard work week, and programs such as unemployment insurance. The Bank of Canada, a central bank to manage the money supply and bring stability to the financial system, was created in 1934. Immigration dropped, and many refugees were turned away, including Jews trying to flee Nazi Germany in 1939. Caption: Image of Phil Edwards with caption. Phil Edwards was a Canadian track and field champion. Born in British Guyana, he won bronze medals for Canada in the 1928, 1932, and 1936 Olympics, then graduated from McGill University Medical School. He served as a captain in the Canadian Army during the Second World War, and as a Montreal doctor, became an expert in tropical diseases. The D-Day Invasion, June 6, 1944. In order to defeat Nazism and Fascism, the Allies invaded Nazi-occupied Europe. Canadians took part in the liberation of Italy in 1943 to 1944. In the epic invasion of Normandy in northern France on June 6, 1944, known as D-Day, 15,000 Canadian troops stormed and captured Juno Beach from the German army, a great national achievement. Approximately 1 in 10 Allied soldiers on D-Day was Canadian. The Canadian Army liberated the Netherlands in 1944 to 1945 and helped force the German surrender of May 8, 1945, bringing to an end 6 years of war in Europe. Caption. Image of painting by Orville Fisher with caption. In the Second World War, the Canadians captured Juno Beach as part of the Allied invasion of Normandy on D-Day, June 6, 1944. The Second World War. The Second World War began in 1939 when Adolf Hitler, the National Socialist Nazi dictator of Germany, invaded Poland and conquered much of Europe. Canada joined with its democratic allies in the fight to defeat tyranny by force of arms. More than 1 million Canadians and Newfoundlanders, at that time Newfoundland was a separate British entity, served in the Second World War out of a population of 11.5 million. This was a high proportion, and of these, 44,000 were killed. The Canadians fought bravely and suffered losses in the unsuccessful defense of Hong Kong in 1941 from attack by Imperial Japan, and in a failed raid on Nazi-controlled Dieppe on the coast of France in 1942. The Royal Canadian Air Force took part in the Battle of Britain and provided a high proportion of Commonwealth air crew in bombers and fighter planes over Europe. Moreover, Canada contributed more to the Allied air effort than any other Commonwealth country, with over 130,000 Allied air crew trained in Canada under the British Commonwealth Air Training Plan. The Royal Canadian Navy saw its finest hour in the Battle of the Atlantic, protecting convoys of merchant ships against German submarines. Canada's merchant navy helped to feed, clothe, and resupply Britain. At the end of the Second World War, Canada had the third largest navy in the world. In the Pacific War, Japan invaded the Aleutian Islands, attacked a lighthouse on Vancouver Island, launched fire balloons over BC and the prairies, and grossly maltreated Canadian prisoners of war captured at Hong Kong. Japan surrendered on August 14, 1945, the end of 4 years of war in the Pacific. Regrettably, the state of war and public opinion in BC led to the forcible relocation of Canadians of Japanese origin by the federal government and the sale of their property without compensation. This occurred even though the military and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police told Ottawa that they posed little danger to Canada. The Government of Canada apologized in 1988 for wartime wrongs and compensated the victims.